Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men. Find it easier to live in a world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration, it's a dare.
So I know why you go on Instagram. I know why you, because you just have the time. You have the time because you don't want to put that time into bettering oneself.
You start going after your goals and you start achieving them. People will start looking at you differently, and secretly they will start hoping that you fail because it will make them feel better about the action they have never taken.
Progression is an ugly road that leads to a beautiful place. And the sad thing about that quote that's true is most people never get to that beautiful place because they never persevere. They give up before it's their time. They quit before they see their breakthrough. That's why I love a breaking point, because at a breaking point, that fork in the road, you got a choice. You can break down or you can break through. And when you choose to break through, those adversities strengthen you. All those things that have come against you, it strengthens you. That's why you got to find a meaning, a mission that carries you through this stage of resistance.
Get started and stay consistent. You have things to share with the world that only you can deliver. But you'll never experience them if all you replay in your mind are doubts and excuses on why going after your dreams now isn't a good time. You have what it takes. Get out of your own way. Don't count yourself out yet. Everything you want to achieve is possible. It might take time, effort, and discipline, but it's all within reach.
So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You've got to start walking because the perspective's not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can walk in the other direction. And that's gonna be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death.
The only thing in life that stands between you, everything you've ever wanted to do, is doing it. Not preparing to do it, not scheduling time to do it, not telling people you're gonna do it, not reading books about how to do it, not watching videos about how to do it, but instead, actually doing it.
There's a saying, there's a quote that I really believe in, that when the pain of the current reality becomes greater than the fear of change, that's when we change. So like when the pain becomes so intense that it's greater than the fear that you have of the unknown, then you'll go into the unknown. You can stand there at the door looking at this abyss, but when it becomes so painful that you walk into that, that's when the change happens.
But there's a hell of a lot more to you than you think, like way more. Enough to cope with the trouble of the world inside you. There is enough to cope with the trouble of the world. And you, if you had enough courage, you could let that out. Enough courage and faith, you could let that out, and everything would be better because of it.
Only fail because they get caught up into what winning was. You're supposed to fail at some point in time. You're supposed to get knocked down a couple times. You're supposed to lose. Learn. That's how you learn. Perfection is only a word because imperfection was discovered. You can't be perfect without knowing what imperfect is. You have to experience imperfection at some point to go, now I'm perfect.
I can feel something is shifting. Some people are not strong enough to adapt to the change. Some people don't know how to put it into practice in order to go with the change. There will come the time, and it's not gonna take long, where a natural separation is gonna take place, a natural separation. The ones that are able to read the signs, that are able to go with what is happening, to adapt to the changes this world is bringing to us, they will move on to another world. Other people that are unwilling, unable, maybe incapable of adapting to the coming changes. It is simple like this. They will stay with the old world, which is about to end.
An eagle flies at a certain altitude, And the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he find himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low.
One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world-class life, you care too much about what people think about you. You can be world-class, you can fit in with the world, you don't get to do both. One thing I've learned is everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
This is my question to you. When you gonna free yourself? How long are you gonna stay in this pain expecting change to happen in your life? How long are you gonna stay in this situation expecting things to change in your life? You've been here for the last year, the last 5 years, the last decade, staying in the same mess, accepting the same mess, and wonder why you're stressed. Wonder why you're not happy. Wonder why you're not fulfilled. Wonder why you're not experiencing the life that you deserve to experience. When you gonna free yourself from the pain? When you gonna free yourself from selling for less? Because I want to tell you right now, you don't have to accept it. I know you know that, but I need you to feel that. Understand that. You don't got to accept it. You don't have to stay where you're just tolerated and not celebrated. You don't have to stay where you're not happy. You don't have to stay where you're not being better. You don't have to stay where you're suffering. You can free yourself from it.